Okay, I go toward you. Tuesday. Tuesday, we started talking about the first pasuk, right? The first pasuk goes, Hallelujah, ki toiv zarma aleichinu, right? Pray, it's good to sing to Hashem. Again, right? We're going to use flikim. Why? Because we want to know what David HaMelech is telling us here so that we can grow in our bitachon, connect with Hashem, and in turn, get the schusim that we need and want through our bitachon, through our tefillah, in order to get the things that we want in this world. So what is David HaMelech telling us over here? So we spoke a little bit about on Tuesday how to have gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but sometimes it's hard to notice those hashkacha practices when we feel like we have nothing going on, and we spoke about a couple of different ways to get there. The Sforno takes a different route and also an important lesson. He says, Gam bizman ha-galus, even in galus, right? And he's referring to the general galus that the Jewish people are in, right? But even, I want to just take it to your own personal galus, okay? When things are not going exactly how you want in your life, right? And you are in pain, whichever pain that may be, you're going through something. He says, and it's important, Ki annam toiv lanu lizmar l'smeach. Still, even despite the fact that things are not going great, even though we're in our own galus, things are hard, it's still good for us to sing and be happy. Al shuhu aleikeinu, because he is our God, umaneg oisanu b'li ensai, and he takes care of us without any middlemen, without any messengers. He's right there with us. He's telling us a very important concept, and I'm sure we've all heard it before, right? Even when you're down, even when things are hard, it's all a mindset. It's all a game. If you can get yourself to think beyond how you feel, you'll be in a good spot, right? If you're feeling sad, you're feeling lonely, you're feeling anxious, if you can think beyond those emotions and kind of just tell yourself, you know what, I'm going to be happier, I'm going to be more relaxed, it magically, the brain is very powerful and you can actually start feeling the difference in your body. Well, easier said than done, as most things in the world, right? But so, how can we actually do that, right? When we say these words, Kitav Zamra Leikeinu, we could connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even despite the hardships and the stressors that are going on in our life, to sing and be happy because He's taking care of us? How do I think beyond how I feel? Well, the truth is, feelings are not always reliable. You may feel hopeless, but there's still hope. You may feel rejected, but you weren't really rejected. You may feel lonely, but you truly have people in your life. And it's important to be able to focus on what else may be true besides what your feelings are telling you. When you are feeling, you know, a negative emotion, sometimes we don't even know what it is, and we're so used to just turning to our screens or to work or to food or any other things just to escape it, right? Right away when you wake up, right? And the first thing you do is you sit on your phone and you scroll for 10 minutes because so many of those emotions come right away in the beginning of the day. And if we could stop and just take 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 3 minutes to allow yourself and give yourself the compassion to be able to sit there and sit through it. Notice them, right? There's 4 important ends, okay? Ends, like the letter N. You have to name it, okay? When you're feeling something off, when you're feeling something negative, right? And we want to be happy, we want to sing to Hashem, we want to connect them so we could get more of what we want. Name it. What are you feeling? Anxious, angry, lonely, stressed. It activates the brain. You start actually trying to attribute things that are the emotions that are going on in your body, in your head, in your heart. And once you start to name it, you could try to notice it a little bit. How does it feel? How does it show up for me? Do I feel it in my chest? Is it a tightness of breath? Is it something closed? Is it a stomach hurts? Is it just in my brain? It's just running around like nonstop. And when you do that, when you try to notice it, right? A lot of people, I think, feel like, oh, somatic, you know, ideas to try to how you feel it in the body, in your breath or in your chest is like silly. But what it really does, if you can try to do that, is it stops your mind from racing. You ever have a severe, like a panic attack? Try to ground yourself, try to notice things around you, touch, smell, whatnot. Why? Because it stops your brain from racing. So if you can name it and you can notice it, then you can also normalize it, right? You can say, hey, I'm feeling X, Y, and Z, but anyone who grew up in my environment, in my life, would probably feel the same exact thing. It's okay. It's not my fault that I feel like this, because I grew up in a certain environment, and I created myself, you know, different ways to survive, different ways to get through it all. Sometimes it works for me. Usually when you're younger, it works. But when you get older, a lot of times it comes back to haunt you. But to normalize it, say it's okay, have some self-compassion. And then most importantly, right, what do you need, okay? Imagine, and this is, I heard this a couple days ago, and it blew my mind in the tunnel, yeah? Imagine when you were born, whether it was through God or through the stork that brings like little babies, you were given a human to take care of. Their emotional needs, physical needs, spiritual needs, everything, you were given this human being to take care of. And every morning, you had to wake up and ask, what can I do today to take care of my human? What can I do today to make his life happier, more stress-free, calmer, feel more connected? Whatever it is, what does he need? It's a tough job. But imagine that was given to you. And the era we all fail this time is that we were given a human being. The human being that you were given was Chaim, right? The human being that you were given was Meir. We were all given ourselves. And it's very much more difficult to wake up in the morning and ask ourselves, what do I need today? What do I need to feel a little bit more loving to myself? What can I do to love myself? You know, you don't have to like yourself to love yourself. Liking yourself will come later. Liking yourself will come later when you become proud of all the different things and who you become. Loving yourself, this guy writes, is an approach. It's a job, okay? When you feel pain and you feel hurt, you can tell yourself, like, imagine you were stabbed, right? And you were bleeding. Would you ever tell yourself, you know, tough enough, punk, why are you bleeding? No, you never tell yourself that. That's ridiculous. But when we hurt emotionally, we tend to beat ourselves up, be hard on ourselves, get down on ourselves because I'm feeling X, Y, and Z. Why? You're just bleeding. Fuck yourself. If we could do all these different things, we can actually think beyond what we feel. And when we say the words Kitav Zamalekenu, if we could think about that a little bit and still be happy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us, to sing to Him and to be happy, think beyond what you feel. And a little bit of a help could be is the fact that He's actually there. We don't only have to do it alone. We are not only our human. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all of us as His humans, right? And sometimes we think, oh, Hashem doesn't love me because I do A, B, or C. Ask a parent why they love the child. It's not because he gets an A in math or because she looks cute in the little tutu ballerina. It's because they're my kid. I just love them. Let's try to take that approach to ourselves, right? And love ourselves just because we're our own human. And beyond just ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks of us the same way. He doesn't love us because of what we do or what we don't do. He loves us because we're His children. Same way as a mama loves their kid. And He takes care of us without any shluchim, any middlemen. He's taking care of us. With all these combinations, I think when we say the words Ki Tov Zamalekenu, we can try at least for those 2 seconds to think beyond what we feel, be happy, sing to Hashem, and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything He does for our life and for loving us. Toda Rabbah.